The thriller Dead Man's Wire dramatizes a real hostage incident from the 1970s. Critic Bob Mondello says director Gus Van Sant's film seems to speak across the decades.
On February 8, 1977, Indianapolis businessman Tony Caritsis walked into the office of his mortgage company and handed its president, Richard Hall, what looked at first like a property site plan. It was actually a diagram of a shotgun with a wire attached.
Wait, hang on a second. Now you turn around.
Tony, played by Bill Skarsgård, is holding a gun.
I'm going to wire this here shotgun to your neck.
Tony, you don't want to do that.
This company's done me wrong. So I'm going to let the world know what you and your dad have done to me. Simple as that.
He places the wire around Hall's throat and makes it taut so that any strong movement...
Tony, what is this?
...will pull the trigger.
This here, Dick, is a dead man's wire. If you faint, stumble, or try to run, this will blow your head off.
Now listen, Tony. No one's seen us. Okay, you've made your point.
I'm just getting started.
Indeed, he is. He calls the police, explains what he's done, then parades Hall, played by an increasingly panicked Dacre Montgomery, out on the street where there are not just cops, but a TV feature reporter who's just gotten very lucky.
What's going on? I'm hearing a robbery.
It looked like a white guy strapped a shotgun to another white guy's head.
A shotgun?
I heard the name of the apartment complex that they're going to.
What apartment complex?
Show you on camera, and you'll let me report some real news for once. How about that?
Everybody's fed up, which suits Caritsis, who is determined, despite the title of the then-popular song, that this revolution will be televised.
Is this on air?
No, but it's being recorded.
These days it can seem as if cell phone cameras and the web are what make instant celebrity possible. Caritsis marshaled the public's attention before that tech existed, like the guy who a couple of years earlier had shouted Attica in Dog Day Afternoon, which this film resembles quite a bit. And that attention was the point. Caritsis didn't just want his money back, he wanted a public apology. And when Richard talks on the phone to his dad, the mortgage company's fat cat founder, played by Al Pacino, you realize what a crazy dream that is.
Apologize for what exactly, Rich?
Well, you know, possibly setting up a deal that wasn't in his interest.
He's saying he knows that we were purposely waiting him out and defrauding him, and he wants to hear you admit that and say you're sorry.
Okay. He has a gun to your neck, son. Why are we the ones apologizing?
What, you have that Stockholm Syndrome setting in you already?
Filmmaker Gus Van Sant makes all of this crackle both with tension and with comic energy, especially with a smooth local radio guy Tony listens to.
I'm DJ Fred Temple.
Played by Coleman Domingo, Fred gets dragged in just as he's heading home for the day.
Good day, my brothers.
Mr. Temple?
Yeah.
Sir, you have a caller?
I have dinner in 30 minutes is what I have, James.
We vetted it with the operator, confirmed it and everything. And,
brother, one day you're going to understand that when you have a wife, dinner at 6:45 means dinner at 6:45, not 7 o'clock, definitely not 6:30, and absolutely not 6:46.
He's asking to speak to you, the guy with the shotgun in the man's neck.
Temple stops the elevator doors from closing.
You should open with that, James.
Public attention, of course, can be fleeting. Caritsis sees himself, with some justification, as a common man standing up to a system rigged against folks like him.
These people betrayed me. They set me up and schemed to ruin my life.
If his feelings resonate today, it's because Van Sant has taken pains to make Dead Man's Wire not just briskly entertaining, but a timely reminder that when everyday folks get sold the American dream, there's often fine print that keeps it just out of reach. I'm Bob Mondello.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew.